Weather on everyone's mind. Thanks for being with us again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Another 100-degree-plus weather day is expected today across much of Tennessee, and that's pretty much the same forecast for the rest of the week, and little, if any, rainfall expected.
They're wanting to know, you know, is there any hope? Do we see anything on the horizon? And we try and give them our best estimate of what things are going to do, you know, and help them in any way we can.
Ralph Troutman is with the National Weather Service office in Nashville, and he says they get calls every day from folks wanting to know when it's going to cool off or, more than anything, when's it going to rain. Well, the National Weather Service is hoping to get more Tennesseans involved in a new nationwide program called COCORAS, our Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network.
It started here in Tennessee on April 1st, and basically we're asking folks what the weather is in your backyard. They go to the COCORAS website, which is www.cocoras.org. They can register there. They order a rain gauge, and then they report the precipitation, the rainfall, the snowfall, whatever, in their backyard via the internet every day.
So far in Tennessee, there are over 650 observers on the COCORAS network in 78 of the 95 counties. And Troutman says they eventually hope to have one observer every square mile in the state. And there's no doubt this information collected will be useful for everyone.
It'll help us a lot to be able to forecast better. It helps us a lot, and a lot of the USDA agencies now, when it comes time for drought insurance, we have more information to provide on the conditions, the extent and the severity of the drought. The same thing turns around when it's time to look at flooding. We've got more information, and more information helps us make better decisions.
And again, you can learn more about the program at cocoras.org. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.